What if the best advice you could get right now is from you? Hey there, welcome to Love People and Make Money. This is Kelly McCauzy. You're listening to episode number 80. I'm calling this one, Who to Ask for the Best Advice? And we could be about to talk about getting coaching, finding a mentor, learning from our contemporaries, getting advice from our competitors, and those would all be really great ideas. But I'm actually playing with a completely different concept. What about getting advice from yourself? I have been slipping around on the timeline in my mind, thinking about me at different ages. And I've been taking a lot of love and compassion and understanding and forgiveness back to my younger self. Some of the dumb things I did, some of the poor choices I made that affect me today. And I'm thinking that a younger version of me, if I could have a conversation with her, she would certainly have something to say about my life. If she could see me today. And she'd probably have advice. And if I could like zoom ahead on the timeline and meet an older version of me, she would certainly have something to say about my life and some advice for me. And I decided, let's do that. Let's actually play with that idea of visiting, imagining that we're visiting younger versions of ourself and older versions of ourself. And I decided to go ahead and make up a little printable to hit all the decades. So if you come on over to the website, lovepeoplemakemoney.com, find episode number 80, you're going to find a little two-page PDF you can print out. And it has these simple prompts. What would 10-year-old you have to say about your life so far? And what advice would they give? And then what would 20-year-old self say, all the way up to what would 100-year-old you have to say? Now, I mean, maybe I'm limiting myself by stopping at 100, but I'm good with these 10 decades. I want to check in with myself at 10 different decades. And since I'm 54, 5 of these check-ins are in my past, and 5 of these check-ins are in my future. And you might wonder, Kelly, what does all this have to do with content marketing and community building? Why are you talking about this? Well, because I'm building a business that meshes beautifully with my life. I'm creating work that lets me do what I want to do, create what I want to create, spend time with the people I want to spend time with. So I'm consulting with myself on a very personal level before I make decisions. And golly, I think you should too. I did just say, golly. Maybe that's my 10-year-old self talking. So, I've just completed this for myself. And, you know, you could journal about this and you could write a lot. But I actually just ran through and gave one-line answers to each prompt. So, what would 10-year-old Kelly have to say about my life so far? And the first spontaneous thing that came to mind is that 10-year-old me really likes that I have a cat and now I have a puppy. 10-year-old me is just really tickled with that. What advice would 10-year-old Kelly have for me? And it came up as fast as could be. Have more fun. No one can stop you. When I think of 10-year-old me, of course that's the advice she would give, because 10-year-old me struggled to have fun. Life felt so limiting. What would 20-year-old me have to say about my life so far? 20-year-old me said, I can't believe how confident you really are. What advice would they give? 20-year-old me said, take more risks for love. Because 20-year-old me never did. 30-year-old me says, holy crap, we really got out of debt. 30-year-old me says, splurge on yourself more often. 40-year-old me says, I thought we'd be thinner by now. And says, don't blow it and gain weight back. 40-year-old me is not very fun. 50-year-old me says, I love how far we've come. And says, find more local friends. Now I'm consulting with future me. What would 60-year-old me have to say? 60-year-old me says, I'm so glad you decided to become a foster parent. And the advice is, stay peaceful and show lots of love. 70-year-old me says, I wish we'd taken better care of this body. And the advice, go for a walk. What would 80-year-old me have to say about my life so far? Friends and family have been everything. Spend more time with them now. 90-year-old me says, finances have been ignored too long. Save more money while you can. What would 100-year-old me have to say? 100-year-old Kelly says, how we started is not how we end. Enjoy the now, Kelly. Every day is precious. As I visit the different decades of my life, I see how impressed I am with my change in circumstance, with my personal growth. And I feel some disappointment with what I haven't been able to create and accomplish. This little practice, this little tiny micro journaling practice, makes me feel purposeful. This little reminder of 60, 70, 80, 90, 100-year-old Kelly. What's most important is how I spend my time, who I spend it with. I just really enjoyed this. And I invite you to jump in and do this too. Print out the little PDF. Do the one-line micro journaling that I did, or go ahead and open up your journal and really go to town. write more, if you want to write more. And when it's all done, just take a look at it and ask yourself, what do I want to do with this? I've built a business that gives me a lot of freedom and flexibility, and I want to continue to do that. I want to have lots of time available in my schedule to do the things I want to do with the people I want to do them with. I want to be available and present to the foster child that I get this fall, to any young person who I might end up adopting. I want to be present and available to my grandchildren, to my extended family, to my friends. I want time to take care of myself. I want time to dream up funny little activities like this whenever I want to. I want to design my business for maximum impact and minimum time requirements. It's really what it boils down to. I can't fool myself into thinking that I want to do anything else when I take time to really tune in like this to how I feel about my life so far and how I want to feel about my life someday. So please accept my invitation, and if you decide to do this, would you please share some insights that you gather along the way? Leave a comment. Again, go to lovepeoplemakemoney.com. Look for episode number 80. Print out the PDF. Leave a comment. I look forward to it. See you in the next episode. Bye now.